Scott Wells for Scott's Podcast, and here it is about 3 in the morning at Fechter's. And we're over in, not the hospitality room, but we're here, where the heck of it is, the precursor suite. And with Michael Tal and Gene Protas and with Jeff Williams. And anyhow, just wanted to get a quick recap. This is a very quick recap of kind of what you're thinking about.
We're talking about his mother.
You're talking about you're having your mother do what?
My mother. Well, she's always bugging me. I mean, she's 81, and she's always asking me for money for food. And it's like, hey, lady, I got a job, okay? So she, I don't know what to do with her, really.
My mother,
you need to find something for her to do.
Yeah. My mother wanted us to have quiet time. She'd say, go sit Indian style. So I'd get a bottle of whiskey and lie at the curb. It's your turn.
My mother's probably spinning in her grave right now.
Yeah, we'll cut out all of the politically incorrect parts of that joke.
Actually, if she were alive today, she would roll over in her grave.
She would. So, I was going to ask Jeff about the convention, Fechter's. This is not your first rodeo. This is number what for you?
No comment. Okay, actually, no, this is my third. I'm on the show tomorrow where I should earn my PhD and get formally kicked out of Fechter's from now on.
Now, wait a minute. Tomorrow night's a Saturday. You mean the Saturday night show or Saturday afternoon?
Saturday afternoon show.
I was going to say, Saturday night is for the good people.
Oh, it's a really good somebody show. Somebody hold my drink. I'm taking this guy down. You know, it's lucky for you, no one will hold my drink.
Saturday night's for the lunatic. You got Margazzi.
Yeah, and Oscar Munoz and Steve Beam.
And
David Stone.
Rocco. Rick Merrill.
Rocco, yeah, and Rick Merrill. Rocco usually comes on Saturdays. He's not coming this year?
Well, he's not listed, but that doesn't mean he won't be here.
He could.
And wherever he's at, I'm sure he's got crap falling out of his sleeves.
Well, not only that, this is the only place he can show up with that gal that he's...
Oh, yeah. That blonde? Well, who knows, he's going to be the same one, you know. However, said it's always a good show, you know, tomorrow night as well. So you're in the afternoon show.
I am.
Last year she was talking about asking for prenups.
Oh, yeah, she had the money, not Rocco, after all those delights that he sold. Yeah. So anyhow, so we're hanging out over here in the precursor suite, and there's, as I said, it's early in the morning, and there's still a lot of guys still, you know, we got nothing else to do. You know, as a magician, you don't have a life, you know. I mean, nothing's on the schedule till 11 tomorrow morning, or this morning. So we got a little time to catch a cat nap or something. So what's been the most exciting thing that you guys have seen? Michael, anything?
I mean, all the shows have been great and the lectures have been great. I'm having a blast, as always.
It's my
favorite convention of the year.
Yeah, like no other. Gino?
The most exciting thing was Carl Norman sleeping down in my room, and it was seeing his teeth in the bathroom.
And you were drinking the water that was... Or so, okay.
Trying them on.
I said, shit, I woke him up. They don't fit.
Jeffrey.
For me, my colon cleanser kicked in, and so it's
I
good all the way
back
around.
It's okay. Yeah.
Well, that's only reason he detoxed is because Monday, you know, he's got to report to the parole board, and he knows that they're going to be testing him.
He's going to have to take that urine test. Is that right? So we can always find somebody to take that for you.
Well, yeah, I hate pop quizzes, so. I studied all night for a urine test one time.
And you still failed.
Well, actually, in this case, it's pop whizzes.
It's wild adventures in the precursor suite.
That's right. The precursor suite is, by the way, just where that the precursor was a magazine of some years ago that was actually typewritten.
I thought it was a suite before the real suite.
Before the real suite. Before you started cursing.
Actually, there are so many people in this room that when they move around a little bit, I feel that somebody owes me a dinner. People are way too close.
We're very close here.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about enough. You kind of get the general idea and the atmosphere of what this place is like. So, until next time, hope you enjoyed it. This is Scotty out.